Well, this is, I think, one of those mornings where we don't need a really long sermon because the statistics for World War I and World War II speak for themselves. Can we have the first slide? 888,246. That's the total of British casualties in the First World War. About 2% of the population of Britain. Actually, Germany paid an even higher price, 1.7 to 2 million military deaths, twice as many as Britain, about 3% of their population. But the other statistics are just as sobering. 30 countries sent soldiers to fight in World War I. 8.5 million people lost their lives between 1914 and 1918. 21.2 million soldiers were wounded. 11 British and Commonwealth soldiers died for every metre of ground that was fought over during the Battle of the Somme. You could hear the guns 140 miles away. And the youngest soldier killed, youngest Allied soldier anyway, John Condon, killed in action in 1915 at the age of 14. He must have lied about his age to join them. On the very last day of fighting on the Western Front, 2,738 people were killed. And I wish I could say that's an end to it, but we know that's not true. In World War II, the figures were even higher. Fewer British soldiers died, actually. Only 383,000. But on the German side, 4.4 million soldiers were killed and civilians, and that's 6% of the population. And then there was the Holocaust, where another 6 million died. World War II was the bloodiest war in history. But it goes on, because since 1945, there have been 61 further wars, and I calculated yesterday how many deaths, over 25 million people killed in war since 1945. The sort of people that Jesus calls us to be, we've prayed it already. He wants us to be instruments of his peace. Blessed are the peacemakers, he says. They shall be called children of God. Every person can be a child of God if they're a peacemaker. What does Jesus want us to do? Well, David's read that to us already as well. This is my command, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love is no one than this, that someone laid down his life for his friends. You're my friends if you do what I command you. You didn't choose me, I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and fruit should abide. Love one another. When Jesus was talking about laying down his life for his friends, who was he talking about? Well, these words were said in the upper room the night before Jesus died. He was talking about himself. Because the following day, he laid his life down for us freely, voluntarily, on the cross. He died so we may live. And he says, I want you to do the same. Actually, stories of World War I and World War II actually are full of amazing stories of heroism. But this week I heard about this man. You might not have heard of him. His name is Captain Noel Chavass. And you've all been given this little book this morning, I hope. And there's an article about Noel Chavass in the book. He was the son of the Bishop of Liverpool, and he was a twin. And he and his twin brother, Christopher, represented Britain in the 1908 Olympics in the 440 yards dash. But since then, he went on, he was fueled by a really determined Christian faith. He went to work with underprivileged boys in Liverpool, teaching them proficiency in various sports and also running Bible classes. And then he trained as a surgeon. And at the outbreak of war, he was serving with the Royal Army Medical Corps. And during the Battle of the Somme in 1916, his battle was ordered to attack a fortified village called Guillemont. And along with many other units, his battalion suffered major casualties. And he is there as a medical, as a doctor and a surgeon. He tended as many of the wounded as he could. Even after he was hit by shrapnel twice, he carried on tending his patients. Can you believe that? And one occasion he carried a wounded man 500 meters back to safety. And also he collected many of the dog tags, you know, that the dead soldiers had, so that the families knew what had happened to their loved ones. It was an extraordinary act of heroism for which he was awarded the Victoria Cross. Actually, these are his medals. They're on display at the Imperial War Museum, and the one on the left is the Victoria Cross, the highest award for bravery you can win in the British Army. And he received his VC from King George V in February 1917. And the citation for his Victoria Cross read this: "Altogether, he saved the lives of some 20 badly wounded men, besides the ordinary cases which passed through his hands. His courage and self-sacrifice were beyond praise." And actually, he's commemorated especially in Liverpool, his city, in this, the Victoria Cross Memorial. And that is Noel Chavasse dragging back a wounded man. It's right outside the house where the Chavasse family had grown up. And you might have thought that would be enough for anyone. But actually, if you look at his medal, you'll see there's a bar across it. And that means the recipient has won the Victoria Cross twice. He won it twice. Only 5 months after receiving his VC, in July 1970, he was back at the front. And during the Battle of Passchendaele, he set up an advanced first aid post in a captured German dugout. And the Germans shelled the position, and Chavasse was hit in the skull, fracturing his skull, and he received treatment on the spot, but despite advice to the contrary, he went back to the first aid post. And he had two more head injuries because of further shelling, and he ordered the stretcher bearers to take other wounded men back to relative safety, but he stayed there to encourage his men. He felt he had to be there to encourage the men who were there. But a couple of days after that, August the 2nd, 1917, he received a severe stomach wound which required treatment at a casualty clearing station. And he died 2 days later, on the 4th of August, age 32. And he was awarded a second Victoria Cross posthumously. Only one of three people ever to receive two VCs. And the second citation for the second VC said this: "Though severely wounded early in the action whilst carrying a wounded soldier to the dressing station, he refused to leave his post and for 2 days not only continued to perform his duties, but went out repeatedly under enemy fire to search for and attend to the wounded. By his extraordinary energy and inspiring example, he was instrumental in rescuing many who would otherwise undoubtedly succumbed under the bad weather conditions." Why did he do it? Well, this is his gravestone. You can just read at the bottom: "Greater love hath no man than this, that he laid down his life for his friends." He did it because of his deep and abiding Christian faith, which lasted right to the very end. Brothers and sisters, we know there are terrible wars still going on, and our duty is to pray for peace. Because look around you, the world is not as God intended it to be. 25 million killed in 61 wars since 1945. But Jesus gave us something that the world doesn't know about. In a world full of war and struggle, for those who know and love him, he gave us his peace. "All this I've spoken to you while still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I've said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I don't give it to you as the world gives. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Don't be afraid." It's from John 14. If we know and love the Lord Jesus, we have his Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of peace. Jesus wants us to take his peace, the peace he's given us, and to share it. Which is why I've arranged for us all to have one of these little booklets. What are these? You've all got one. It's a memento of the 100th year centenary. It's a great little booklet. It's produced by Hope. It's got some great stories inside. Noel Savas, I told you about, and Edith Cavell, I've written about on the back of the notice sheet this morning. And it talks about the Christian hope that Jesus promises. And actually, there's more than enough to go around. In fact, you can actually take one or two more if you want to. Because wouldn't it be great? Keep one as the reminder of this special day, but why not give another one to a friend? It's a really great booklet. And a one way to share the good news about the peace of Jesus is just to give one of these booklets to a friend. So let's do that. Please take them. Take them afterwards. Spread them around the town and share the good news of Jesus. Greater love has no one than this, that we lay down our lives for our friends. Jesus did it for us. Let's do it for others. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, thank you that you then laid down your life for us. Thank you that you made us your friends. Help us to take your good news, the news of your peace, and share it with others. And Lord, may their eyes be opened. May they experience the peace that only you can give. Amen.